Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Marsha Waters and Dale Smith. How are you guys?
All right, thank you.
Yeah, great, thanks.
Excellent, excellent. We're here in the offices of Flavour Active in Tame, and it's quite a tame place. There's a market stall going off in the middle of the town at the moment, but it's a nice little town here, isn't it?
Yeah, market town, exactly.
Is that, how many people here live here?
Well, a couple of thousand. A
couple of thousand, yeah.
It's a reasonable sized town.
Yeah, there's two fish and chip shops right opposite each other. I was like, fabulous, if I parked my car.
20,000, wouldn't you? More than a couple of thousand. A couple of thousand in my village.
I'm not sure. I don't live here. I just work here.
Flavour Active is a local business here. Strange place to have it, a little market town in the middle of the Oxford countryside.
It is, but it's a great location.
Why is that?
It's interesting. It's away from the busyness of London.
Yeah.
It's great for logistics, and our team feels really happy here as well. It's good to focus on the customer and work.
Okay, is there a train line into London?
There is. There's a local train line, so it goes straight into London, and it's about 30 minutes drive down the M40.
Well, let's not worry about the intricacies of Middle England. And we've decided it was Middle England, didn't we? Right in the middle. We want to talk about Flavour Active. And first of all, I suppose, what is Flavour Active? I think, Dale, you're probably the best man to answer that.
Yes, Flavour Active is a beverage sensory training company. So we train quality control panels who are involved with the beer and beverage industries. And these quality control panels basically taste the product, and they can give a feedback on if the product's any good or not. Mm-hmm. What we do is we go in, we provide products and services that allows a standardized way of training people. So they can say, this flavour I've detected in this company's product, and it's beer, and it's wine, or it's spirit, or it's soft drink, is that it is this one flavour that we know is a problem, and we have to stop and do something and correct that before it ever reaches the customer.
Yeah.
And we standardise all that with various training courses, with flavour standards. And flavour standards are products that we... Basically, it's a powdered product in a capsule that's opened. It's poured into a beverage that imparts a specific controlled amount of flavour. And then you can show people how to taste and then recognise that in their own products. We also provide proficiency services as well. So when people have learned how to taste the flavour, they can then be tested on how good they are at recognising that flavour in the future. So it's sort of like it's proficiency services, but from the analytical chemistry industry uses external proficiency providers for analytical kits. We're doing basically the same, but with people.
Okay, so you're more of a training company, really, isn't it, more than anything else?
Yeah.
I was on your website, and it looks that you do a lot of stuff for the beer industry, and you mentioned the beer industry when you were talking there. I suppose with all these microbrewers and every man and his dog seems to be brewing beer at the moment, is that a big part of the business?
It's a big part of the business. It's not the only part. A very big part of the business is also the soft drinks part of the business. That's actually almost as big as the beer industry for us.
Yeah.
We're also moving into spirits, so we're doing a lot of spirit training, mm-hmm. and we're also moving into wines as well.
Well, that's the reason we're here today, is actually to talk about some of the products you've got for wine, but we'll get on to that in a minute. The business itself, I read somewhere you've got international panels of flavour experts in each country and things like that. Is that right? Or
we have what we have are global sensory managers.
That's right.
And our global sensory managers basically go around the world and they train people how to taste the various products and train them in our products quality control, basically.
Is there a lot of these quality control centres around? I imagine, if you're a brewer, the master brewer would probably need to have some sort of skills along these lines, and anybody joining the brewing team would have to have those skills at some point. But is there a lot of businesses out there that are doing sensory analysis of things?
Every producer of a beverage or beer or wine should be carrying out their own sensory analysis. So they must have a quality control panel on site to do that work. Otherwise, you don't know what the quality of your product is going to be like. And then the consumer is going to end up with a poor product, especially in the recent economic times where people are becoming more concerned about cost of products. People are getting involved in higher quality products. People would want to know what they're buying. They've got less to spend, so they want to spend that money more wisely. So a lot of companies are investing heavily into the quality control of their products. So there's actually quite a big push for lots of different beverage companies and producers to actually have more quality control and tighter quality control, because they know at the end of the day their customers are going to buy, whether they're going to buy their product or not, depends on how it tastes. Yeah. And if they're going to get a consistently poor product, they're going to move to another brand. So basically every beer, every brewery and every producer really needs to have a sensory panel on site to do that work.
What about, because we're a wine show, so we're going to focus in on the wine side of things, which is Marsha's key thing, really. You're an MW, aren't you, Marsha?
Yes, yeah, that's right.
How did you join Flavour Active?
I knew Flavour Active were heavily involved in brewing and soft drink around the world. And I think I thought that, well, I was asked to see if there was an application in the wine business. And just fascinated me. The product fascinated me. The opportunity fascinated me. Because although I believe that our own interpretation of wine is important to us, whether we like it, it's highly significant, you know, as we're any consumer. But there's also a real need for a few key standard flavours to be understood by particularly anybody who's actually involved in buying and selling wine. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I started to become involved and started to talk about what those key flavours might be and who might be interested in the products, in the Flavour Active products.
Well, let's have a wee chat about what the products are and then we'll talk about how they're being used or potentially going to be used, because I understand the product, the wine version of the product's being launched in the next month or so.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we're going to have a kit specifically for an introduction to key wine faults.
Yeah, and hopefully I'm going to actually put this podcast out the week of your kit comes out, so fingers crossed. Yeah. So what is the Flavour Active product for wine in particular? How does it work? What is it?
So the kit that we're launching, we've selected four most common wine faults that or taints that people most commonly ask how to recognise, mm-hmm. or the kind of things that we talk about generally, but unless you've actually had specific experience of something, you're not any the wiser. So you can imagine if you're perhaps selling something and a customer returns to you a bottle and says, this is corked, you know, unless you've actually had experience of cork, or it's over-sulfured, or whatever the problem is, it's difficult for you as a producer or a seller to comment and to have a proper reaction to the customer. Mm-hmm. So the four main faults that we've decided to use to launch in this sort of beginner's introductory pack is volatile acidity, cork taint, and a reduced sulfur component, and then Brettanomyces.
Okay, we'll talk about those in a minute, because they're quite interesting ones, and some of them might be a fault, some of them might be
a
complexing factor.
Or yes, exactly.
I've seen the kit, or an early prototype of the kit a wee while ago, and it had it almost looked like pills that you could eat. How does it work?
It looks like exactly like a little capsule that's that you can open, and it's got the pharmaceutical grade compound in it, and you put that into the bottle of wine that you're interested in tasting, and then you just smell it and you taste it. And what makes this particularly useful for wine people is that it's something that you can actually experience in a bottle of wine that you're familiar with. So it's not like just an aroma standard. It's actually something that you can experience in a wine, even if you're very familiar with the wine.
Mm.
you can experience it as if it was faulty.
Yeah, the nice thing about that, I suppose, is you get a bottle of wine, you put the product, you get the wine, pour it into two glasses or whatever it is, or pour a glass out so you've got one, pour your kit in, and then you can compare the difference between the two. Whereas
exactly, yeah.
I use a lot of those fault kits. I think the ones I'm using at the moment are the Aroma Bar ones, which are they're quite good. But sometimes when you're getting some of the aromas, yeah, it smells all sulfury or whatever, but how does it smell within the wine can be quite an interesting experience.
And I think, as you alluded to, volatile acidity, for example, even Brettanomyces, is not necessarily undoubtedly a fault because of the complexities of bacteria and the way wine is made. But if it's if there's too much in a particular wine, then a lot of people experience it as unpleasant.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to give people the opportunity to taste.
They come in little pills, as you're saying. You just pour the amount into the wine. If you put a little bit in, can you just taste a little bit? And then how do you work out the correct sizes?
You can work out your own personal tolerance or ability to pick up cork taint by doing exactly that. You can, however you want to do it, you can you could dilute a capsule in, I don't know, a 10-litre box if you wanted to, or a 75-centilitre bottle. So you would work out your own ability to detect that particular characteristic.
Okay, then. I think we're going to wrap it up. Thank you very much, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.